Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. It's the height of monarch butterfly season in New Hampshire, although this year far fewer migrants than usual return to produce the generation that will undertake one of the most impressive migrations, over 2,000 miles to Mexico. Adult butterflies feed on the nectar of many different flowers, but require very specific plants when laying their eggs. Eggs hatch into caterpillars that feed only on the leaves of particular species. As just about every school child knows, monarch butterflies lay their eggs on milkweed, the one and only food for monarch caterpillars. Milkweed is what's known as an obligate host plant for monarchs. The species must have milkweed to reproduce. New Hampshire state butterfly, the rare Carner blue, also has an obligate host plant, wild lupin. The great spangled fritillary, with a name that suggests its dramatic size and appearance, lays its eggs on or near violets. And Milbert's tortoiseshell butterfly lays its eggs on stinging nettles. How do they do that? Out there at the wild edges of backyards and the natural landscape beyond, many stories unfold, plants and animals in relationship, connected to survive. And there are untold stories of people assisting these relationships, going a little wild themselves. One of my favorites is a longtime volunteer for New Hampshire Audubon. Although 90 years old, Margot still mows her lawn, maneuvering around the occasional milkweed that pops up, for the monarchs. Other than a small patch of grass, her yard is quite wild, a real pollinator's paradise.
Only you can do make all this world seem right.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.